I mean, really, for over the last 4 years and after COVID and everything, I think you're pretty close there. Okay, we thank you for coming in and appreciate your time, and you'll get that decision in a couple of days. If you want to appeal it to the State Tax Commission, of course you can, but that'll be in the letter. Okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And if you can get to me sooner than at the end, we could do that.
What happened was the last email. I totally misread it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There was a response to it, and then when I read it, I'm like, well, I've been approaching 30. And then I read it, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I missed it. But
that's okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Calling?
BOE 337.
Hey, calling. This is Blake Steiner.
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. I have you on at 3:45. We're a little bit early. Can you take us up a little bit earlier?
Yeah, not a problem. I appreciate you being ahead of schedule.
So do we, but because we were here till 6:30 last night. We're trying to... This is on the Grand Plaza. The assessor has an assessed value here of $7,603,148. I want to let you go ahead. I've got a I'm trying to pull up your file here, but do you have some documentation that you wanted us to consider on this?
Yeah, I do. I emailed in.
I'm sure we have it. I'm just trying to pull it up myself right now.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as value goes, what evidence on value do you have?
So what we've provided is 3 years of income and expense statement. We did run income approaches in two different fashions. One, we use the net operating income, then one, we use the actual average daily rate of the rooms and whatnot. And from there, we actually provide market data for hotels, what they're charging on a per room basis, occupancy information, and then also some sales within the Branson area, Taney County, for hotels as well. That's what's consistent within the information I've provided.
Okay.
I'm not seeing that in the file.
Huh?
I'm not seeing that in the file.
You're not seeing comparables or cost income approach?
His evidence, I'm not finding that.
Do you know where you emailed it to?
Assessor at taneycounty.com. I emailed it to where Susan told me to.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going to try to work on his financials, but this didn't even come to me until, I think, Friday. I can't remember what day, but it was just way too late. I couldn't get to it. I don't have it on me. I don't know that we even...
Okay. All right. And you basically think that it's $100,000 less than what the assessor... That it's just valuation. You've got a value of $100,000. Less than what the $1 million less than what the assessor.
Yeah, mainly within this specific hotel, we just don't think the value really increased from the prior assessment cycle, or if it did, it really minimally increased, which would be reflected within the property's income.
What was the value on the prior assessment cycle?
The prior assessment cycle was $6.7 million.
6.7?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're talking about a $900,000 increase?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to give the assessor the floor for the second to let us know what the reasons were for going up.
As you can see from the picture, if you look at it, there's a lot of floors on here. We lowered the condition, but we updated the sketch and the comps for structure one. We removed structure seven, and we updated the calculations. So to go up that much, it would have to be floors missing in the sketch.
Can we see the picture and how many rooms?
They have 200 rooms, I believe.
How many rooms does this have? Do you know?
This hotel has 200 rooms.
Yeah,
that's what I've got.
Yeah, so there you can see it.
Okay, I don't know if you heard the assessor, but apparently in the previous assessor's office, when they sketched it, missed a floor. Is that what or do you know?
Missing floors, yes. Plural.
I'm not aware if they missed floors or whatnot in that relation. I'm not sure on that front.
Understand. I was just making sure you heard what she indicated would be the basis of it.
Yes.
Okay.
I can show you quickly. I'm sorry, he's not here to see this, but he can on the beacon. He can see the new one with all the floors. I will show you.
But the sketch changed on.
So here's. Can you see that first sketch?
Yeah.
Two floors. That's it.
Why would they just have?
It's complicated to learn how to draw with this program. See all these numbers? All of these are the different square footages on the floor.
Okay.
The only difference I'm seeing is the numbers that are in here versus the split. I'm not seeing multiple
all of
floors.
These, when you do all the floors, see how it's all of this?
Right.
This is available on Beacon, but she's just showing us how the sketches are done and why there something was missed or wrong. I'm just trying to understand that.
Yeah. So again, here's that first image.
And apologize. Tell me your name again.
My name is Blake Steiner.
Blake? Yeah. Blake, did we have you for a prior appeal?
No.
Did you do another appeal with us for another property earlier in this session? Or
I just appealed this property in 2021. I have not filed any other appeals.
Okay. I didn't know if I had heard from you on another.
I don't think so unless you bounce around the different counties in Missouri.
No, I do not. Okay, so from the assessor's standpoint, what's the main reason that this went up? Because
they didn't put all the floors in.
Okay.
They missed square footage.
So you're saying that this was correcting a mistake. It's not that there was anything new done to the building that you know of. There's nothing new in the building.
They did note some things here in the field. That's what I read off. Let me do this again. They lowered the condition, but they updated the sketch and the comps for structure one, which is the Bay Motel. And they removed structure seven, and it's a other, I don't know what that was. And then they updated the calculations for the lights and the light poles outside.
It sounds like they did that on about everything, the light pole thing.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to be consistent.
Okay, Blake, you mentioned something about comp. What was it that you wanted us to look at as far as a comp?
Yes, but I mean, we did file some stairs fails comparable, and we did make adjustments for when they are sold and different factors within the properties. Granted, I'm not going to put too much weight on this. We show average scale for hotels of mid quality, so we're looking at mid-scale, upper mid-scale hotels within Taney County, specifically the Branson area. We're showing $32,513 per room. That would lend its hand to a $6,503,000 value. And these sales were pulled from CoStar. This would be at the end of the information I emailed in. I can read off the, I'm using about five comparable properties within the actual analysis we did. I pulled more sales as well. Yeah, the more you dig, the more it looks like, at least sales, hotel sales wise, that $32,000 to $34,000 per room is what they're going for.
Using his number with a land value, that's using his number with a land value, that's the number I come up with. And he's at 7603.
He's wanting 6530 is what
right.
he's wanting.
He gave us a number 32513 per unit.
Right,
so,
per room. Right.
Per room. So if I use that approach and add the land value, that's the number that I come up with.
Okay, just...
So it's you're not supposed to add the land value back into an approach like this, because this is what a building is purchased for, the building and the land. So
you're saying the room cost is built, the land cost is built into the room cost? Is that what you're...
Yeah, because you don't buy just... I mean, unless these are all just specifically the buildings being purchased, which is fairly rare, and I didn't see anything like that when I was doing my research. You know, this is the building and land that's being bought. It's not just the building being purchased. You don't buy your house, and you're not just buying the house. You're getting the house plus land.
Right. Okay, is that room value, though, is that what we've been using for these types of hotels?
For the ones that are mid to upper end, yes. 32 to 34 is where they're coming in.
Were there any improvements on the property since 2 years ago?
2 years ago, there was work done 2 years ago. There,
no, I'm just, I since the last assessment is what I'm looking for.
Since the last assessment, they have not told me of any permits being pulled. I could be wrong.
Okay, so for the most part, this just has to do with so the only change that I'm hearing from the assessor is just simply that they corrected the drawings and added a few things like light poles, which they hadn't put in before.
Right. So when the sketch goes in, that's what all those components that are in my that are listed, you know, like plumbing, et cetera, then that multiplies by the way the numbers in the sketch are. So if you're missing floors, then you're not adding in all those bathrooms, those components, the way they're supposed to be done.
So at his number, it's $65 a square foot. At her number, it's $74 a square foot, which is consistent with what we've been doing.
Okay. Do you have a motion on... Okay, and I'm sorry, Blake.
So can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
So if you look at his numbers, it's $31,170 per room. If you look at Stonecastle, which had 296 rooms, it's $35,951. We verified that price. And if you look at the Radisson, the Radisson, I know what he paid too because the owner told me. He's at $25,423 a room. So that kind of gives you some leeway on properties that have a lot of rooms. And the CoStar, the only other one that's listed is Branson Towers Hotel with 208 rooms. And it looks like they were at $6,500,000. They were at $31,250 a room. So they're the closest, and we have them at $31,000 a room also. So.
Okay, Blake, do you have anything else?
I do not have anything else.
Okay, do you have a proposed value or motion based on the rates, or you think this is consistent, or what do you, what have you got? I'm talking to another board.